Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Hello, fellow Chiefs fans. The Kansas City Chiefs gave the Oakland Raiders a butt-whipping yesterday, 28-10, in a game that did not play out anything like I thought it would. I thought the Chiefs would come out running the ball, a lot of short passing stuff. And I think that's what the Raiders thought too, and they did their best to shut that down, and kind of did shut that down, and dared the Chiefs to go over the top, and Mahomes went over the top. He had a great game. Four touchdowns, over 400 yards, had the long 72-yard touchdown called back on Mecole Hardman, or it would have been some crazy stats. And of course, the Chiefs offense and Mahomes himself are setting all sorts of records right now. But it was just fun to see yesterday, after kind of getting punched in the mouth, down 10-0, the Chiefs come storming back 28-10. And it felt like the Chiefs could have done more damage in the second half if they'd really wanted to, but they didn't. I do want to give props to DeMarcus Robinson, because he really kind of showed me up a little bit, showed me a little bit wrong, because I was not the biggest fan of his coming into this season, and he had a monster game. I talked a little bit about daily fantasy football in the last podcast, and I talked about sprinkling in Patrick Mahomes, Sammy Watkins, and Travis Kelce. Well, Kelce had a good game. Watkins, had a decent game, but Mahomes had a monster game, and he was by far the best fantasy quarterback this week. It wasn't even close, and this is before the Monday night game, but before that game at least, he was by far the best fantasy quarterback. I didn't mention this in the podcast last time because it hadn't dawned on me yet, but when I started building my daily fantasy teams, I saw that DeMarcus Robinson was so cheap on DraftKings, $3,500, so I actually played him quite a bit, and he won me a little bit of money this week, so props to DeMarcus Robinson. On defense, the Chiefs defense really did a good job shutting down the Raiders after the first quarter, no points. And they just made life really, really tough on Derek Carr. Now, I'm going to go through some of the basic stats from the game, and then I will get to some of the next-gen stats. But first, I do want to mention some injuries from the Chiefs game. Of course, Eric Fisher, he played the first four snaps of the game. We'd all knew going into the game that he was a bit injured. He pulled his groin last Friday in practice. He wasn't able to give it a go in this game, so Cam Irving came in and played. And I will touch on Irving for just a minute. He did really good pass blocking, which was where I was really worried. The Chiefs gave him a little bit of help, but he did phenomenal. I think PFF graded him at like 91, which is just amazing. But against or on run plays, he graded out, I believe, as a 28, which was like the lowest in the league this week. He was just terrible. Trying to move Clelin Ferrell, and that showed, because the Chiefs had an abysmal running game. And I'll get to that a little bit later. There were two other injuries in the game. Both of the Chiefs' starting running backs went out with injury. Damian Williams had a bruised knee, and LeSean McCoy had a sprained ankle. It does sound like today both of those guys are going to be all right, and neither one of them should be long-term things. Darrell Williams came in for 5 snaps, and Darwin Thompson came in for 4 after those injuries, so both those guys got some time. So that was nice to see. And then today, it's a little bit concerning for Eric Fisher, because the Chiefs did pick up a player from the Ravens, Greg Sinat, who's a tackle, and it sounds like he is just a tackle. So they cut Joey Ivey to make room for him, and that makes me think that either the Eric Fisher is hurt a little bit more than we'd like, and we think we need a little bit of help at tackle, or the tackle that we traded for from the Texans for Carlos Hyde doesn't look as good as we were hoping, and possibly needs more time before he can play. All right, I'm going to start with a quick rundown of the team stats. The Chiefs got 24 first downs to Oakland's 19. The Chiefs had 22 rushes for 31 yards, so about 1.4 yards per carry, which is just abysmal. Like I say, a lot of that I think had to do with the fact that the Raiders were just trying to play down on the Chiefs, play physical, and of course Clelin Ferrell dominating Cam Irving in the run game, but that did open up the deep passing game, so I guess I can't complain too much. Oakland had 19 carries for 129 yards. A lot of that was on a 51-yard run by Josh Jacobs. So, you know, you take out that run, and it's a lot more kind of average-looking day for the Chiefs' run defense. And, of course, the way the game played out, those running yards didn't really have much of an effect on this game. It's kind of an amazing thing for me to see the fact that, you know, the running numbers are very similar to what they were last year, but because of the circumstances of the game and the circumstances with the defense, they really don't mean the same thing. In the passing game, the Chiefs were 30 of 44 for 443 yards and four touchdowns. Oakland was 23 for 38 with 198 yards passing, one touchdown, two picks. Mahomes was sacked twice. Carr was sacked three times. So the Chiefs ended up with 433 net passing yards, and Oakland ended up with 178. Total yards, the Chiefs dominated, 464 total yards to 307 for Oakland. Of course, the Chiefs had the one fumble by Mahomes. It was their one turnover in the game. It was really close. His arm was moving forward on the play, but I do believe the ball was already slipping out of his hand. Oakland had two fumbles, but they didn't lose either one. But Carr did have the two interceptions, so the Chiefs won the turnover battle 2-1. The Chiefs did have a lot of penalties, 10 penalties for 114 yards. A big chunk of that was on a pass interference play by Tyrann Mathieu. If you were just looking at that play isolated, you know, it looked kind of bad at first, but when you go back, I think he just did a really good job getting his butt back there, and it was just kind of bad circumstances that drew that penalty. And Oakland had seven penalties for 52 yards. Chiefs were 8 of 14 on third downs, which is really good. Oakland was 6 of 14, which really isn't that bad. But like I say, with the circumstances of the game, the Chiefs stopped them when they needed to. Of course, Oakland was 1 of 1 on fourth down. And the Chiefs had time of possession over the Raiders by a little bit over 5 minutes. You know, really, McCoy led the team in rushing attempts with 11. He got 23 yards on that. Damian Williams had 9 attempts. He got 8 yards on that. And then McCoy's long rush of the day was 6 yards. Williams was 5. So the Raiders just didn't give up anything in their end game. In the pass game, McCoy had 3 targets. He got 3 catches, and he had 0 yards. You know, Williams was, you know, for the second week in a row, the better receiving back. He had 5 targets, caught 3 of those for 48 yards. Of course, he had the big 32-yarder. And that's where Damian Williams, I think, is really valuable. Now, DeMarcus Robinson had a career game. I do got to give him a shout-out because, you know, I've not been the biggest DeMarcus Robinson fan, but he really gave me, I don't know, kind of a middle finger for being an idiot, and had a monster game. And he did it playing on the outside, not out of the slot. You know, and I've been saying for a long time I didn't think he could play on the outside, but he did well against the Raiders. He was six catches on 6 targets, 172 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. Travis Kelce had 9 targets, caught 7 of those for 107 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. And then Mecole Hardman had 6 targets. He caught 4 of those for 61 yards and a touchdown. And Sammy Watkins, he led the team with 13 targets. He only caught 6 of those for 49 yards. Some of the targets to Watkins, if I remember right, were almost kind of throwaways. There was at least one miscommunication between him and Mahomes. I don't think, as good as Watkins and Mahomes are, I still don't think they quite have the chemistry that Hill and Mahomes have, just as far as being able to read each other's minds. The Anthony Thomas, he didn't play many snaps. I believe he had five, but he did get the one target for 6 yards. On the Raiders side, I'll just kind of gloss over. Jacobs had the 12 carries for 99 yards. A lot of that was the 51-yard run he had. In the receiving game, Darren Waller and Tyrell Williams led. Actually, no, they were second in targets. Hunter Renfro actually led Oakland with 8 targets. Those were the 3 guys I talked about in the passing game. And Waller caught 6 of those 7 targets for 63 yards. He led the team. Tyrell Williams caught 5 of his 7 targets for 46 yards and a touchdown. And he really gave it to Bashaud Breeland in the first quarter. But Breeland did come back and play well. Williams, I believe, hurt his back towards the end of the first quarter, and I'm kind of thinking that affected him a little bit as the game went on. And interestingly enough, Foster Moreau, even though he played snaps, didn't get a pass thrown his way, but the third tight end, Derek Carrier, actually had 5 targets. He caught 3 of those for 33 yards, so it was just the name I wasn't really looking for, and shows up in the game and in the stat sheet. Bashaud Breeland, he made 8 tackles for this Chiefs defense, and he had the one interception. That's one thing that's really surprised me about Bashaud, because the guy is a great tackler. It's easy to see, and I didn't expect that. And Charvarius Ward, he had 4 tackles, and he also had an interception. And he's a good tackler too. All 3 of the Chiefs starting corners are great tacklers. Fuller had 6 tackles. He was actually second on the team in tackles. So the Chiefs corners had 18 tackles between them, which is great. Usually you don't want to see that many tackles by your corners, but the Raiders threw so many short passes that I think that's why that shows up. Of course, Kendall Fuller, he didn't have an interception, but he did have a sack later in the game on a blitz. It was pretty sweet. Speaking of sacks, Chris Jones had one, and he also knocked down a pass, or almost intercepted it, honestly. He beat the guard so fast, he got right in the throwing lane, put his hands up. He had 5 tackles and 1 tackle for loss, 3 quarterback hits. He was dominant in this game. He just ate up the Oakland Raiders, kind of backup guards that had to play because of injury. I don't know what this really means, but just seeing him and Frank Clark kind of beside each other out there, he looks like the better player. Clark is solid, but he hasn't done a whole lot to impress me yet, and Chris Jones has. I saw where Mike Renner from PFF, I was talking about Chris Jones' game specifically on Twitter, and he said that he thought it was the best game he'd seen by a defensive tackle not named Aaron Donald in years. I don't get to watch, other players around the league all the time, but I definitely noticed Jones just about on every defensive play. And then Tano Passanio had the third sack for the Chiefs. It was kind of in the fourth quarter, and it was kind of a coverage sack. But, good for him. And he had 2 tackles for loss in the game. Led the team in that category. Anthony Hitchens had 5 tackles. And so did Damian Wilson. So both middle linebackers got in there. And that's the majority of the stats. On defense for the Raiders, Benson Mayoa had a sack and a half, and P.J. Hall had the other half a sack for the Raiders. And then Tahir Whitehead and Daryl Worley led their team in tackles. And Mayoa, of course, had the forced fumble. That was one of his sacks. Now getting to the next-gen stats, I thought there was some interesting stuff there. Of course, I'm a nerd, so I find this stuff very interesting. Mahomes' longest completed air distance of the day was 50.6 yards, so that's a pretty good throw. DeMarcus Robinson was the fastest ball carrier at 19.86. Now, that's not a bad speed at all. But Darren Waller for the Raiders, and Waller didn't have a long pass play like Robinson did. He hit 20.11 miles per hour. So that just shows how fast the Raiders tight end is. And if the Raiders can somehow find a way to use him more like Kelsey with the Chiefs, I think they've really got something there. Jones had the fastest sack for the Chiefs at just a hair over 3 seconds. The quarterbacks, looking at Carr's passing chart, he was 0 for 3 on passes over 20 yards. And that's where the Chiefs just got torched the week before in Jacksonville. So that was really good to see. I think the Chiefs' pass rush had something to do with that. And then, the Chiefs' corners just stepped up. In the 10 to 20 yard range, Derek Carr was 3 of 6. Excuse me, for 48 yards and one touchdown. He did well there, but, 48 yards basically on plays, passing plays 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. I'll take that every day for the Chiefs. And then what really, stood out to me was, Carr completed 16 passes from the line of scrimmage to the 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. But he didn't get a lot of yards in that range, and he threw 2 picks. So, the Chiefs, gave up some receptions there, but they tackled well there, and they got the 2 interceptions on the shorter passes. And then the part that really kind of gets me excited is that Derek Carr was 6 of 6 for passes behind the line of scrimmage, but only for 18 yards. So, he completed those passes, but the Chiefs really tackled extremely well. And, I like to see that. And, I was talking about kind of the Raiders' strategy with the Chiefs was to not give up any running yards to the Chiefs and then play all the short passes and dare the Chiefs to go deep. And you can see that in Mahomes' passing chart. Mahomes, on passes behind the line of scrimmage, he was 10 of 10. But only for 44 yards. So, kind of an extension of the run game, averaged 4.4 yards. So, not terrible, but definitely not what the Chiefs usually get. And then from the line of scrimmage to 10 yards past the line of scrimmage, Mahomes completed 10 of 12. But once again, for 81 yards. Was at 10 yards a pop, which is very good, but nothing just game changing in that range. And then from the 10 to 20 yard range, Mahomes was just 3 of 11 for 61 yards. He made no throws in the middle of the field. That one kind of shocked me a little bit, but I think one of the reasons is because he went deeper than that. So he's got a lot of stats past 20 yards down the field. And I think, one of the things about Hardman and Robinson is that, they can get behind corners and they can run. And, they're athletes. But as far as their route running, which really shows up in the 10 to 20 yard range, I don't think either one of them is just phenomenal at all the routes, and I don't think Mahomes is particularly comfortable with them on the timing routes and those type of things, which you see a lot in the 10 to 20 yard range. But still, I was shocked to see the 3 of 11. But on yards 20 on excuse me on passes 20 yards past the line of scrimmage, Mahomes was 7 of 11. And he just had some crazy, crazy stats there. 4 touchdowns, of course, and well over 200 yards. I think right around 250 on passes in that range. So he just killed the Oakland Raiders deep. And of course, I'll have another podcast later this week to talk about the Ravens. But I'm kind of wondering if the Ravens won't take a little bit out of the Raiders' playbook. Try to get pressure on Mahomes, which the Ravens should be able to do better than the Raiders. and then dare Mahomes to pass deep. And of course, you know, the Ravens, even with Jimmy Smith, their best corner down, still probably have the best corner group in the league. And then they've got Earl Thomas as the guy deep to help those guys. So should be an interesting matchup. Getting to the running backs, LeSean McCoy, looking at his chart, he didn't have success anywhere, across the offensive line. Like I mentioned in the first game against Jacksonville, he had almost all of his success running the Fisher side. Fisher wasn't in the game. And on the flip side, Josh Jacobs, looking at his offensive line from the right guard to the left tackle in runs that he went that direction, he had 6 carries for 19 yards. So he didn't get much at all, just a hair over 3 yards a carry. But running behind the right tackle, which I believe would be at Frank Clark's side, he had 6 attempts for 80 yards. So he really ate there. This chart's a little bit confusing, so I'm not 100% sure that's Frank Clark's side, but I believe it is. Whatever defensive end was over there, they definitely weren't able to hold the edge well. Of course, I know Jacobs didn't really hit the edge. He just, I guess, finds the hole and goes right up it. So he didn't really bounce those runs, but he did go to that end of the offensive line. As far as the receivers go, DeMarcus Robinson and Travis Kelce really didn't get open in that game. They had tight coverage on them, but they still got a lot of receptions for a lot of yards. Mahomes was just putting it on them, and they were catching it anyway. Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman had much more separation on their catches. They're both well above league average in that area. On the Raiders, the only guy that really got any separation was Darren Waller. He got a ton of separation. But, you know, I already mentioned that guy is a freak athlete. And I did notice that the Chiefs, one of the adjustments they kind of made was that they brought in Ben Neiman and Darren Lee a lot more in this game to play the linebacker spots in obvious passing downs. And I'll get to the snap counts in a minute, but you can see that in the snap counts. As far as the pass rushers go, the only pass rusher on the Chiefs that got better than league average pressure was Chris Jones. He beat the league average by about half a yard on that, so he really did good. Then Ogba for the Chiefs, and the snaps he played was just right around league average. And then Clark and Okafor were behind those two guys, and neither one of them got close to league average pressure. Take what you want out of that. You know, neither one of them were good last week in this stat, and neither one of them are good this week. I don't know if that means that they were both playing the run more this week or what, but they're definitely not generating the pressure. I want to see both those guys in Arrowhead with the crowd going crazy and Lamar Jackson running around back there and see what they can do. On the Raiders' side, they didn't have a single guy better than league average at getting pressure. The closest was Clelin Ferrell, who was just a hair worse than league average. And that was the guy going against Cam Irving in this game. Getting back to the snap counts, I think that's all I had left here on this page. Let me see. Sorry, I got a ways to scroll here. Of course, the Chiefs, Ryder, LDT, Schwartz, Wiley, they played all the snaps. Irving played, I believe, in the upper 90s. And, of course, Fisher played the 4 snaps. You know, Mahomes also played all the snaps. And then after that, Sammy Watkins played 70 of the 76 snaps, and DeMarcus Robinson played 69 of the 76. So they were out there a ton. They are definitely your 1 and 2 receivers in this game. Kelce played 65 of the 76 snaps, so they gave him a little bit more rest. One thing I want to say about Kelsey, I've been hearing people talk about him looking a little bit sluggish so far this season, and I do want to mention, you know, he had a pretty serious surgery on his ankle. I think probably, you know, he wasn't able to get as much cardio in as he normally did. But one thing I've noticed about him is he looks bigger and he looks stronger. You can just see it, you know, in his moves early in the routes and stuff. He's physically dominating these guys. So I personally think that he probably hit the weights a lot this offseason and is a lot stronger than he was last season. I think he's carrying a little bit more weight and that he's still just about, I don't know, maybe 90% of what he should be cardio-wise, football-wise, however you want to say it. But, you know, I don't think him carrying the extra muscle is a bad thing. I think, honestly, it could really help him hold up. And the Patriots really manhandled him and picked on him in the games last season. And part of me thinks that he realizes this and he just wanted to get stronger so that when they try to do that, he can just give them a big F you and keep on going. Mecole Hardman was next. He played 56 of the 76 snaps, so basically right around what he played last week in Jacksonville, right around the mid-70s in the percentage of snaps. So he was out there quite a bit. When they needed a third receiver, he was the guy. And then McCoy played 31 snaps. So, you know, he actually... you know, played almost half the snaps. Blake Bell played 25 snaps, so right around a third of the game. And then for some reason, Damian Williams not on this list, so I'm not sure how many snaps he played. That's why I kind of stuttered there. But I'm guessing that McCoy and Williams played close to the same amount of snaps. And then Sherman played 6 snaps, Darrell Williams 5, D'Anthony Thomas 4, Pringle 4, Darwin Thompson 4, and Jeff Allen played a couple. On defense, Thornhill played 100%, Breland played 100%, and Matthew played 100%. So really probably the three best players in your secondary were out there 100%. Okafor and Clark, your defensive ends, came in next. They played 58 of 65 snaps. So really, probably right up until, you know, the last series or so for the Raiders. And then Chris Jones played 54 snaps, so he wasn't far behind them. He just got a little bit more rest. And then Hitchens and Wilson played 50 snaps each, so about 77% of the game. Kendall Fuller played 75% of the game. And then there's a little bit of a drop, but there are still guys that got a lot of significant snaps. Derek Nnadi played 35% of the game. Ogba played 34% of the game. Xavier Williams, 29%. And then Darren Lee, 25%. Passanio, 25%. And Neiman, 23%. Sorensen, 23%. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 guys that played significant snaps on your defense. You talk about keeping guys fresh, you know, that will do it. And then Joey Ivey even got 9 snaps. Of course, he was released today to make room for another offensive lineman. You know, I was really proud of the Chiefs in this game. Like I say, coming out, looking kind of flat in the first quarter and then storming back and just destroying the Raiders. Derek Carr looked so dejected in that game. I almost felt sorry for him. John Gruden was clenching those teeth like nobody's business. And that always makes me smile too. That is really all I've got for this podcast. I'll be back later this week to talk some Ravens. I do think that will be a wonderful game because I think Ravens, you know, Patriots, Chiefs are definitely the three best teams in the AFC. So it should be a good test for the Chiefs. And go Chiefs! I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over. But I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.